It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, December 15th, 2010. I'm John Moe. A vote in Washington next week could prove important to your online life. It's not in Congress, it's at the FCC. Commissioners will vote on a plan addressing net neutrality, whether internet providers can be prevented from giving some web content an express lane and slow other stuff down. The proposal places tougher regulations on broadband providers, but looser regulations for wireless. Technology consultant Larry Downs says discussion about this plan started over a year ago.
And even then, they said that they recognize that the wireless industry is very different than the wireline industry. For one thing, of course, we have incredibly rapid growth in wireless. We are, in some ways, exceeding our capacity. The ability of the providers to build out, you know, new towers and new capabilities and to free up additional radio spectrum for them to use to meet this incredibly exploding demand for wireless internet takes a lot more time than it does to make use of the existing cable infrastructure or the existing copper telephone infrastructure. So the wireless industry is struggling to keep up with demand, and the understanding is it might make sense to put them under less onerous additional restrictions. Think about, you know, if you're trying to download, you know, a high-def movie to your telephone over the existing 3G network, that can put a tremendous strain on the existing bandwidth available. So they need the flexibility to be able to limit certain applications or to be able to tell customers, you know, you can't do some things on your cell phone that you can do on your internet connection at home. And I think that's the rationale behind giving them less restrictions than their wireline counterparts.
But according to Glenn Fleischman, a writer for The Economist, there's real scarcity and artificial scarcity.
There's a certain amount of spectrum in the air that's usable for doing communications between devices. If I want to build a wired network and I want to add more DSL or fiber optic or cable lines, I could just dig more wires in the ground and boom, I've added more capacity. I can't put wires in the air. So there's a finite amount of usable spectrum, and that's, I would say, that's real scarcity.
Artificial scarcity comes from carriers who want to package what capacity is available in a way that maximizes profits. After all, this huge part of our communications infrastructure is run by private businesses. So what would less regulated wireless feel like? The FCC plan stops carriers from blocking content, but Glenn Fleischman says they could get around that.
Everyone thinks about, well, if I had more bandwidth, if I had more megabits per second, I can do X, Y, and Z. That's partially true. There are also factors like latency. Latency is how long it takes when you turn on the faucet and your sink, and you turn it on, and you wait for water to come. The time for that water to come from wherever it is in the pipe to actually come out of your faucet is latency. It's a delay between your device and a remote server or something. Let's say I'm on AT&T's network and I'm using my iPhone and I'm editing a word processing document, AT&T Docs, and it's very zippy and whatever, and has all the features I need. Then I switch to Google Docs, and Google Docs I'm hitting save and it's taking 10 seconds to save. I'm trying to type and the typing isn't live. I try to do spell checking and it takes 30 seconds. I'm going to say, man, Google's slow today, because my experience side by side is going to be the carrier service, which may or may not be branded with their name, is super zippy and awesome. And this other service, which isn't paying the carrier for priority placement, is sluggish and weird and seems broken to me.
The FCC votes on December 21st. Another story we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. The security breach at Gawker Media we told you about yesterday continues to have ripple effects on other sites. That's because so many people use the same password wherever they go online. Users of Yahoo, LinkedIn, and even World of Warcraft are being asked to change their passwords. It's not a bad idea anyway. Ever notice how you can never tell when someone's being sarcastic in an email? Tone is tricky. Happened to me last weekend. A friend wasn't really mad. He was just teasing. We worked it out. Now comes word that researchers at the University of Jerusalem have created sarcasm detection software. This software tested 66,000 Amazon reviews and caught the sarcasm 77% of the time. Wow, 77%. When would you like your parade, scientists? Seriously, I'd be sad to see technology get hip to sarcasm. Because whenever sarcasm isn't perceived, you have to call the person. You have to be more sincere, work things out. It's a dollop of humanity amidst all that circuitry. I really believe that. Honest. Forget it. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.